Good morning. It's Sunday, August 9th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A closely watched confirmation has handed Donald Trump's former lawyer the top law enforcement job in America. Todd Blanche was confirmed as U.S. Attorney General by a narrow 50 to 49 Senate vote, with Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski joining Democrats in opposition. Senator Bill Cassidy cast the deciding vote, saying Blanche was the strongest candidate Trump was likely to nominate. Blanche, who has served as acting attorney general since April, faced scrutiny over his handling of Jeffrey Epstein-related documents and a proposed $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. Murkowski said she lacked confidence in his ability to resist politicization of the Justice Department. Blanche said he was deeply honored by Trump's trust. His confirmation now gives him full authority over the department. Another news. A fast-moving wildfire in British Columbia has doubled in size, forcing thousands of people from their homes. The Bald Range fire now covers more than 95 square kilometers across the Summerland and Okanagan-Similkameen districts. Summerland, home to around 12,000 people, was placed under an evacuation order, while nearby communities issued additional alerts. Power was also cut across the area, and hundreds of residents in care facilities were relocated. Emergency official Eric Thompson described it as one of the quickest moving and largest fires he had seen in the region. He even left an emergency operations center to evacuate his own family. Officials have not yet confirmed how many structures were destroyed. The blaze remains out of control as crews work to protect communities around the world. Diplomatic efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz are intensifying, but Iran says more than a shipping agreement is needed. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Tehran and Oman were very close to an agreement on a temporary shipping route, while stressing that reopening the waterway depends on wider conditions, including U.S. compensation. President Masoud Pezeshkian called this the best time for an agreement and said Iran had emerged victorious from the conflict. Iran is also demanding an end to U.S. threats and sanctions. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said Washington expects commercial oil and gas traffic to return to pre-war levels, while warning that Iran would be judged by its actions. The strategically vital waterway remains central to efforts to end the conflict. Another news. Ancient ruins in the occupied West Bank have become the center of a growing dispute over land, heritage, and political control. Palestinian residents of Sebastia accuse Israeli authorities of using archaeology as a pretext to expropriate hundreds of acres for a planned national park. UNESCO recently added Sebastia to its World Heritage List and its list of World Heritage in Danger, citing concerns over planned land expropriation. Israeli officials say the measures are intended to preserve and develop important historical sites. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar rejected claims that the move changes history, while activist Alon Arad accused authorities of using archaeology to rewrite historical narratives and reallocate Palestinian land. A proposed law expanding Israeli control over archaeological sites has also raised concern. The dispute highlights how heritage can become deeply entangled with the wider Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Another news. Russian missile attacks near Kyiv have killed at least 3 people, including a child, according to Ukrainian officials. Another 3 people were injured when ballistic missiles struck areas east of the capital overnight. The attack comes days after 21 people were killed in another wave of Russian strikes, as Ukraine warns that supplies of Western-made air defense interceptors are shrinking. President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed calls for additional U.S.-made Patriot missiles, saying Ukraine does not have the financial resources Russia has to sustain the war. Zelensky made the appeal during a visit to Serbia, where he met President Aleksandar Vučić. Meanwhile, Ukraine says its forces struck 2 Russian oil refineries and vessels in the Black Sea. The continuing exchanges underscore the renewed intensity of the war as diplomatic efforts falter. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.